When someone you love develops dementia, the effects can quite simply be devastating. Many people take on the responsibility of being a carer themselves. But what happens if you can't? Well, that's the situation Joe Mason from Bucknell has found himself in. But as he's been telling BBC Radio Stoke's North Staffordshire reporter Chris King, he feels let down by those he's been paying to help.
Joe and Jean have been together for 12 years.
Jean was a professional lady that worked for BT for 42 years. Outgoing, independent, helped anybody. A good all-round lady, a good woman.
They kept separate homes, but every evening Jean would come over to Joe's and stay the night. Then one day, something strange happened.
It was a Friday evening. She went to bed that Friday evening, asking who I was. She got up Saturday morning. I asked for a cup of tea. She said, "I'm not making you a cup of tea. You don't live here." And I thought, oh. So then I ran the door to came up, and Jean seemed to snap out of it.
Jean was diagnosed with dementia, and over the next 3 years, her condition began to take hold. Joe continued to look after her, and every night she still came to stay. But then in January, things went from bad to worse.
I was up the Hayward Hospital with Jean to see a rheumatologist. Jean had got rheumatoid in her hand. She couldn't move her hand properly. Whilst waiting to go in to see the consultant, unfortunately, I had a cardiac arrest in there.
Because Joe was recovering from the heart attack, he struggled to look after Jean.
Because Jean was now and again wetting herself and occasionally doing the other. She wasn't changing herself, wasn't washing herself, and an appearance, instead of being a very vivacious, outgoing, good-looking woman, always well-groomed, the appearance was deteriorating rapidly.
He asked Stoke-on-Trent City Council for help, and it agreed that carers would make 3 30-minute visits a day.
When she got out of bed, the idea was, help her get rest, give her a wash, or give her a rub, whatever. Afternoon one was basically to call, see if she's all right and if she wanted anything. And the evening one was help her put a nightdress on, then give her a wash, make sure they're nice.
But Jean wasn't being cleaned up or changed because the carers claimed she wouldn't let them. She continued to put on dirty clothes despite Joe providing her with clean ones every day. But if you speak to her neighbours, you'll find it's not the only thing that the carers weren't doing.
Well, they come about 7:30 in the morning, and then about 7:40, they came out and sat in the car. And that was about it. And Joe said, well, you're supposed to have spent 30 minutes there. I said, 10 minutes was the maximum.
The council also offered to provide Jean with a personal assistant at a cost of £84 a day. But Joe says there was no guarantee they'd clean her up either. Then last week, she was taken to a care home for respite care. Joe isn't convinced she's coming back, though.
Unless I can give her 24/7 care in her own home, she is probably going to be in a safe, well-looked-after environment. However, that doesn't alter her mindset. She wants to go home. And that's what hurts.
The whole experience has left him seething.
I feel as though I failed Jean, even though I haven't. We've got a system here where we can send people to bloody flower shows, costing whatever. We can get delegations round tables, fee them, God knows how much, but we can't give a woman a bath in her own home. I just wanted help. And we failed her, every one of them.
Joe Mason ending that report by BBC Radio Stoke's North Staffordshire reporter Chris King. Stoke-on-Trent City Council sent to us a statement. It says, we were not aware that there were any concerns about the length of visits as part of the arranged care package, and had any complaints been made, we would have been able to investigate the situation and respond accordingly. The complexity of Ms Hancock's needs means that since July the 7th, we have sourced alternative care for her, initially on a temporary basis. Now these concerns have been brought to our attention, we will investigate them fully.